Welcome back to The Week in Geek. It's time for the Random Channel, that moment of the week where we talk about all the random things we were buzzing about behind the scenes at GeekWire this week. It's Todd Bishop.
And Claire McGrain.
So Claire, you had one of the more random items on the site this past week.
Yes.
Tell us about this celebrity cat and her or his?
Her poop.
Her poop.
Her poop. A lot of my stories are heavier on the science. This one was more fun. So Lil Bub, who many listeners may recognize if they saw a photo of her, is an internet famous cat. She was kind of one of the early internet famous animals. She had a huge following on Facebook and YouTube, and still does. And she was born with a few kind of genetic problems that give her very short legs and big eyes, and her tongue always sticks out. She's just a darling. So she has been working with a startup based in Seattle. This startup is called Phase Genomics, and they basically sequence genomes of tiny little microorganisms, bacteria, things like that. And they focus on understanding the microbiome, which is all the bacteria that make up kind of different environments around us. And so they used poop from Lil Bub and another kitty called Danny, and discovered, by analyzing their poop, 22 kinds of bacteria that we did not know about before.
Like, this is a scientific breakthrough from cat poop.
Oh, yes, it is, Todd.
So what is the advantage? What's the value of knowing now about these bacteria?
So this is interesting because it gets into the microbiome and the huge movement happening right now around understanding the microbiome. And there's a few different ways people talk about this. One way is about health, like human health, because it's all the bacteria like in your gut. So if you go to like a wellness service, a lot of the times they'll look at the microbiome as one of the things that impacts your health. Because if you have too many of some kinds of bacteria, it can be bad. Too little of other kinds of bacteria, it can kind of throw the whole ecosystem out of whack. And the same is true for a lot of environments around us, the natural environment, like microbiomes in the air. There's all of this stuff going on. So the idea is, if we understand more about all of these various little bugs around us, we'll be able to be optimally healthy. So the bacteria that they discovered in Lil Bub comes from the same kind of bacteria that includes gangrene, tetanus, and colitis. Hmm. Those obviously can make you really sick. So it might be that they could be important to how the body works. They might impact human health. It could be that they make people healthier if they have them in their gut. So the idea is to understand what the gut of healthy, normal animals looks like, whether that be cats, dogs, horses, or humans, and then be able to figure out what is going wrong in people or animals who have something out of whack in their microbiome.
So was there any particular reason to use the poop from this celebrity cat as opposed to the poop from like my cat? Other than just sheer publicity?
I'm so glad you asked. They're still looking for samples. You can send your cat poop in. Check Phase Genomics website for information on that. This is kind of the beginning of a bigger initiative that Phase Genomics, this company, is embarking on with Animal Biome and Kitty Biome, which are two kind of projects. Animal Biome is a company. Kitty Biome is more of a kind of citizen science project. So this is just the beginning. They kind of kicked it off with a well-known cat to lend some, you know, heft to it. I don't know if we would have written about this if it was any old cat poop. But because it was special cat poop, now everyone's talking about it.
It's funny you bring up the microbiome, because I've actually been learning more and more about the microbiome and other topics through a great new podcast, which is my random channel item. There's a podcast by the entrepreneur in Seattle named T.A. McCann and his partners in crime in one of his side projects. T.A. was the entrepreneur behind the company Gist, which was sold to Research in Motion, and he's now at Pioneer Square Labs, and he's done a lot of different projects. But his new podcast is called How to Live to 200, which is all about the different ways that people are optimizing their health and, in some cases, doing some pretty extreme things in terms of the food they eat, the exercise they do, and also just the measurements that they do of their body. And one of the things that he talked about was with Richard Sprague, who's an entrepreneur behind the site personalscience.com. And they had a fascinating episode about the gut microbiome and the whole idea of sequencing that, doing like genetic testing on that, which I learned is not exactly like regular genetic testing. Your gut microbiome can change day to day. And they talk about all the different implications of it. And it's interesting in part because we've talked about it a lot through the AeroVail program. And mm-hmm. I was always curious why they didn't really rely as much as I thought they might have on the gut microbiome. And in part, I learned why not through this podcast. It's because it can be pretty variable.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like its own little ecosystem. You know, if you think of a forest, then the amount of spiders spikes in the summer when it's hot, and the amount of animals who are out and about and not hibernating is obviously higher in the summer months. So it kind of goes through natural rhythms. And if there's something that interrupts it, say there's a fire, maybe all the deer move out of that area of the forest because there's not enough to eat. The same thing happens with your microbiome as you go through kind of natural cycles. And also as things upset the balance. Maybe you drink too much coffee and that harms some kind of bacteria, and then everything kind of is a domino effect from there. So that's really interesting that that the variability is why they don't rely on that too much. I think the other thing is also we just don't know very much about the microbiome right now, which is why it's such a big area of research. People really want to understand it. And right now it's very complicated. We can see kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Another episode that I really got a lot out of, in part because of the character behind it, of this podcast, How to Live to 200, was an interview that T.A. McCann did with Martin Tobias, who will be a familiar name to people who followed the Seattle technology and startup scene for a while. He was behind startups including Cashless, Imperium Renewables, Loudeye Technologies. He was at Ignition Partners. He's now with a company called Bulletproof Labs. And they're doing all sorts of interesting things down in Southern California. They're doing all sorts of interesting things with cryotherapy and float tanks. And Martin is just a fascinating character, larger than life. And it was really fun to catch up with him in the form of this podcast by listening to what he had to say. So if you want to check out that podcast by T.A. McCann, How to Live to 200, it is at livingto200.com. So that's living T-O and then the number 200.com. All right, that is it for the Random Channel, and that is it for the Week in Geek on GeekWire this week. Thank you for listening to the GeekWire podcast. If you're not already, be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. Just search GeekWire, that's all one word, in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you like what we do, consider leaving us a rating and a review. It really does help other people find the show. You can see more of our coverage at geekwire.com. The GeekWire podcast is produced by Claire McGrain. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop. We'll talk to you next time on GeekWire.